Well, I'm standing in the city that never sleeps. Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is going to be the most timely radio event ever. I literally got a text from somebody 10 minutes ago. Andrew, has Gene Valentino done an interview on your show? If so, when can I listen to it? Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Well, joining me now, I it was scheduled prior, but it's a perfect timing. Former County Commissioner for Escambia County, Gene Valentino, District 2, Southwest Sector of Escambia County. He was 8 years in office from 06 to 14. He also was the one of the founders of Collector Solutions, which then went to become JetPay and was sold to NCR for a pretty tidy sum of money. And now he is a contributor on Newsmax, and he's got a whole series of podcasts, and he works with the Salem News Network. I used to work with Salem back in KPXQ in Phoenix a long time ago. Gene Valentino, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, good to hear you again.
I know, right? It's been a little... The last time I talked to you on the air, I think we were talking about, you know, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars for a comprehensive stormwater management and drainage outfall system for the entire county, which in looked audacious, and in retrospect seems like, man, maybe that would have been money well spent, you know, somehow or other.
In that context, at that time, the county commissioners kind of used me as point man to go after economic issues. I'm proud to say that it was in the early days when George Tewart was county administrator. I remember Cutler Dawson, the original founder of Navy Federal Credit Union, coming down from Virginia. Mm-hmm. We put him up locally in the conference room, and we went back and forth on negotiations, what turned out to be Navy Federal Credit Union. We wrote an economic incentive plan that is now the beneficiary, now Escambia, well, I should say the region is the beneficiary of jobs, with financial incentives for Navy Credit Union to get them up to 20 to 30,000 jobs for the region.
You know, when somebody hears the name Gene Valentino, I think the average person living in Escambia County or Santa Rosa County or, you know, I mean, maybe even Okaloosa County, the average person says, isn't that guy who used to be in politics a long time ago? Why would he be running for Congressional District 1? What makes him think that now is the time after having been out now for 10 years?
I'm glad you asked that question. It's not about me, Andrew. It's about we. I don't need the job. I want the job. It's always been the passion of my life. It goes back to a promise I made to my grandfather, an immigrant, military hero, an Italian immigrant who came into this country legally when I was a young child. Today, fast forward, this region is America's best-kept secret. Vince Wids always said it. Welcome to the Western Gate to the Sunshine State, where thousands live the way millions wish they could. And people today, with all of the stress going on, all of the distress going on, they need a hope. They need a vision. They need a promise for a better future. Oh, yes, it starts with the mandate given to Donald Trump, who has my absolute support, but we need Action Jackson. We need boots on the ground locally. We need to make sure we protect our military installations. We need to restore Amtrak service back to Northwest Florida. We need to talk further about expanding the Port of Pensacola. We need to do what I do best. That's business. I'm a businessman first, not a politician. Foster commerce and industry back to this area. And we need to create a more uniform and expanded infrastructure for highways, ports. We need a disaster plan that handles recovery. And we did a damn good job out here in the Gulf Coast during our hurricanes and storms, better certainly than the way FEMA handled it during Helene, which affected part of Florida and went up towards the Carolinas. We need a good team in place. Yes, it's going to be, I don't want to be one of the singing puppets like the rest of the candidates talking about supporting Donald Trump. Of course I'm going to support Donald Trump and Rick Scott, and I don't need their endorsement to do it. I need their now. I need them to know that I'm going to get behind them to make sure that their mission is accomplished. And in return, I expect more love coming back to the Panhandle, Andrew. If you like Matt Gaetz, you'll love Gene Valentino. Like Donald Trump, like Vivek Ramaswamy, like Doug Burgum, former governor in South Dakota, and others, Elon Musk, and I can name six more, and Rick Scott. Just like all those names, they were businessmen, entrepreneurs, success stories in the private sector first, and chose to return to government to do well for this nation.
You know, for a second, I thought you were going to tell me that if we get Gene Valentino, we get Elon Musk, Doug Burgum, Vivek Ramaswamy, we get everybody all in one package.
No, you're just making the parallel with business experience.
Now I get.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you said that because, hello, Elon, we need your help back in the Panhandle to jumpstart some quality business. I don't need more tattoo shops, and I don't need more burger shops. I need high-end businesses that pertain to subject matter expertise and technology, innovation, the sciences. Elon, help us bring good industry to town. And that's what we'll do. I did it when I was commissioner back in 2006 when I was tasked by my county commission to go after Airbus. The county commission in Escambia County sent me to Farnborough, England, and over to Bremen and Hamburg, Germany, for the air shows over there to foster economic incentives to bring those jobs, the subcontractor network for Airbus, to try to bring them back into the Panhandle, not just Escambia County, but the Panhandle. To create, we succeed locally by thinking now a little bit more regionally.
Let me
get into office.
Gene, one of the more obvious questions that I think people would have is, look, Trump has weighed in. Trump has made his pick. He picked the CFO, Jimmy Patronis, and has endorsed him. Jimmy has a pretty big war chest already, something along the lines of $10 million, massive name recognition across the several county area that comprises District 1, not just Escambia or Santa Rosa County. Why fight Trump's candidate? Why stay in the race, even though, you know, as a county commissioner, you're well known here, maybe not as well known across the four county area?
I work for the people. I don't have any problem with Jimmy Patronis. He's a great guy. But I do know who has done more for this region. It wasn't Jimmy Patronis or nine others. It was Gene Valentino. I've been here the longest of all of them. 32 years Maureen and I have been in town. God willing, thank God she's given me her blessing to run for this job because I didn't need it. I want it. I want to do good for this community. And I want to go in with my business expertise and refortify the economic opportunities and jobs this area needs. You can walk and chew gum at the same time, right? We've got a dozen things to work out. Donald Trump is going to be working out his first few days on the job, starting with the mass deportations and securing the border. I got an endorsement from Tom Homan, ICE director, acting ICE director under the first Trump administration. Tom endorses me because I am passionate about starting with what comes first, protecting our border. Do you think China would allow such a porous border to exist? Do you think China would allow American businesses to come in and steal land in China to bring in people to? Do you think China would allow American citizens to get on the Chinese stock market? Hell no. But they're doing that here. There's a cancer growing from within, and I'm here as your best dog in the fight to kill the cancer that's eating us from within. And it's all masked under a deep state strategy that has been working for a decade, long before Donald Trump's first term. It's got to stop now. The George Soros mentality. We need a cathartic release. We need to put principles before personalities. We need the right. I'm a resident.
It's almost like you know how to do public speaking. it's almost like you've done it before.
Well, another guy who's pretty good at it is Donald Trump. I'll follow his lead. I won't get out ahead of him, but I'll make sure his mission's accomplished. Again, Andrew, if you liked Matt Gaetz, if you like Rick Scott, you will love Gene Valentino. I know when to use a feather, and I know when to use the chainsaw. And we're going to get things brought back. We're going to strengthen the military, all the establishments in the panhandle. We've got trillions of dollars of assets. Tyndall Air Force Base on the east side of Panama City, not even in our district. But it's from Tyndall all the way back to here is a mass assets that the United States government is using. And we not only need to nurture them and maintain them, we need to grow them. We need to create incentives to bring the younger generation into these military organizations. And we need to give them a prosperous future to grow with us. And on the other end of the story, when they're old and gray and retire, the Veterans Administration policies suck. It's a disaster. What has happened to our veterans? Pensacola, the VA hospital, Andrew, the only establishment between Jacksonville and Biloxi. And you got military heroes waiting in line like paupers trying to see a doctor who's working 10 to 12 to 14 hours a day just trying to get to all of these poor military heroes are being ignored. When I was county commissioner, Congressman Jeff.
Gene, I'm going to pause you because I know you have a lot to say, but I think out of fairness to all the candidates that we're interviewing, we're out of time. But this is why I wanted to have all the candidates on, because I think people have a right to know who are the people who are running for office. And, you know, they haven't heard from you in 10 years and now, or they may not have heard from you in 10 years, but as you say, this is who you are. And I think having listened to you now, they definitely know who you are. And I just want to say, I appreciate you running. I think that anybody who runs for office is doing a service to the voter because they give us choices, and people are going to be making their choices coming up in January and then in April. Gene Valentino, former commissioner and candidate for Congressional District 1. As always, Gene, thank you for the time. You've always been available, and I appreciate that, sir.
The VA cannot be ignored, nor can the Second Amendment. Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely, sir. Good luck in the primaries.